This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Friend of the show, Cubs center fielder Albert Almora, back with us, Mac and Parkins on the score. How's it going, Tico? It's been a while, man.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
Everything's okay, Albert. How are you doing? Everything good with you?
Yeah. Can't complain.
We just got done talking to Eloy, and obviously you were on the wrong side of that one last night, but what's your perspective knowing him a little bit from his time in the Cubs system and now watching him in the big leagues?
Well, he's a great player. I mean, obviously a huge human and a lot of power, and so he's a good kid, man. So from what I can remember, and just someone that enjoys playing the game, and you could tell. Goes out there and has fun.
Tico, with his presence in the Sox lineup this year and the Sox and their fan base feeling a little bit better about themselves, we've been talking the last few days about how this series feels a little bit more amped up than it's been in recent years, certainly since you've been a part of the Cubs organization. Do you feel that at all yesterday, or is it just another game for you?
Honestly, I just think of it as another game. Obviously, we respect whoever we're playing, and we get ready the same, and I don't think it's a little bit more amped up just because we're playing the White Sox. No, I think it's we've got to respect where we're playing. We go out there and play hard.
In terms of how you guys are playing right now, it's been interesting to watch. You guys seem to get hot together and slump together offensively, and I don't know if that's totally normal or if you have an explanation for as to why that might be.
I mean, I don't know. I think we're playing good baseball. I honestly do. I think, we're not winning games. We're not scoring as many runs as we would like. But at the same time, man, we're grinding and we're fighting to the very last out. And as a competitor, that's the only thing we can really control. This game's hard, and it's not gonna go your way most of the time, and especially in the offensive side. So we just gotta keep grinding. Keep putting up good at bats, and things will start turning eventually. That's the only way we could go about it. We can't panic, can't press, and we just got to keep playing the game hard.
What are you doing to stay sharp offensively, Albert? You've had to share some time of late.
Doing the same thing I always do. It's nothing new to me. I'm just getting ready for when my name is called, and that's about it.
We're talking to Albert Almora here, McNeil and Parkins on the score. This is our first time talking to you since the very scary incident that you were involved in, through no fault of your own, obviously, in Houston. And yesterday during the show, the news broke that the White Sox are the first team to voluntarily extend the netting from foul pole to foul pole to foul pole, and they're going to be doing it in season. I'm curious what you thought of the news that the White Sox are doing that.
I mean, obviously that's a really positive step, and we'll see if other teams will follow, and we'll see how the numbers stack up with that. Obviously, as a parent, you don't, when you take your kids to a baseball game, you don't want to have to think about leaving in one piece or whatever the case may be. So I just, whatever we could do to prevent injuries or prevent a nightmare of a time, then I'm all for that.
Your reaction in Houston was fascinating imagery because of how human you showed yourself to be, and you just talked about being a dad, and we know you had another one in the off season. Are you still processing that event, or have you processed it and moved on?
I don't think that's something that I'll ever forget, and now. Every time we were playing the Dodgers, and I think Taylor hit a line drive into the fans, and the stadium got quiet. So something happened there, and I was on defense, and then all of a sudden you start hearing clapping, so they're all right. But So that's something that's going to live with me forever, and I try to, at the end of the day, I'm okay, and it didn't happen to my family, but I was the one that obviously, unfortunately caused it. But everybody keeps asking me if I'm okay, but at the end of the day, I'll be all right. It was something that unfortunately I was a part of, but it wasn't about me. It was about that family. So, but I'm gonna be okay. I mean, if that's what you're asking, but it's a touchy subject just because I don't want to seem like I'm the victim, and because I'm not at all. I'm a human. The way I reacted, but I think anybody in my shoes would have reacted the same way.
We're talking to Albert Almora on The Score. Have you been in touch with the little girl's family?
No, they want a complete privacy, which I obviously I respect, and just knowing that she was gonna be okay was all I could really control, and be okay with.
Does it make you mad, Albert, that baseball has not been more progressive about getting appropriate safety features in ballparks to accommodate its patrons?
These are really I don't know how to answer these, honestly. Before this, my job is to play the game. My job is to play baseball and to try to win ball games. Honestly, these after all this happened and they started, looking at me and said, like, oh, what do you think about that? Obviously, I don't want anybody to get hurt, but, I mean, I don't know. I don't know. I think these something that we got to talk to, front office and ownership about. I just want to play the game and not have to worry about fans getting
hurt. Just because you hit a foul ball, you don't need to be the spokesperson for ballpark safety.
I'll talk about it just because – obviously, is like a lot of people in this league are we're fathers, and we don't want to see families, have to. I don't know, man. It's something that's a touchy subject because I'm a player, and I was involved in a horrible incident, and I just I want to see it get taken care of. And that's it.
We're talking to Albert Almora, McNeil and Parkins on The Score. There's a different incident with a baseball. With Bellinger hit the home run against the Dodgers, and it bounced back and it hit you in the head. I don't know if I've ever seen that. I know it was a tough moment because he hits a home run to go ahead. But how quickly were you able to laugh at that, or were you ever able to laugh at that?
Well, it happened to me at Dodger Stadium last year as well. Muncy hit one last year. It hit the. I think there was an L screen back there behind center field, and it bounced back and hit me in the head too. So that's 2 years in a row, and the same. I can't make this up. It's unbelievable.
So when you go back into the dugout, are your guys just immediately razzing you about it?
Oh, they asked me if I was okay, and I started laughing. I said, "Yeah, I'm all right," but it's insane that this is happening. It's funny. It's funny now, but yeah. I'm over here. I see the homer, and I turn around, and obviously you're upset. And then I keep thinking a fan's throwing a ball back at me, but I see the replay, and it's just the tarp or the L screen or whatever the case may be.
Those Dodgers were pretty good over the weekend.
Yeah, you think?
I do.
Yeah, they're pretty good. All around.
You guys are good too. You guys have a terrific roster and a terrific veteran rotation. It's easy during a slump for some of us to lose sight of that. I try to keep reminding my younger partner here, Tico, but sometimes tough losses are hard to swallow.
Nah, it's a game of baseball, man.
That's right.
It's gonna happen.
You hear that? There's streaks.
Yeah, no, I know.
Okay.
I know there's streaks. I want to see Cubs Dodgers again in the NLCS, Albert. That's not too much to ask, is it?
I don't care who we face.
There we go. There we go. You just care if you're there. Hey, I wanted to ask you, since it ended, what did you think of the final season and the finale of Game of Thrones?
Oh, man.
There we go.
I don't know. I was obviously I was upset that it was over. That's the first and foremost. To show that I feel like my family and I can keep watching for as long as time comes. I don't know, but... I get it, and I'm not gonna spoil anything. I get what happened, and it's just I was more sad that it was over than how it ended.
Yeah, that's it. See, I felt like I agreed with the majority opinion that the quality seemed to dip as the show went on. Like, the special effects got better, but the rest of the show got worse.
Yeah, I don't know. I get the story. I got the story. I get how they ended it. It made sense. And obviously some people weren't happy with it, but I got it. And like I said, I wanted to see more.
What are you watching now? Anything good?
I got Stranger Things coming on in a couple weeks or a week and a half. And that's about it.
You staying off the sugar?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. Thanks. All right. Good.
Yeah, no, that was his big goal for the
That was the off-season, yeah.
Yeah.
Get off the damn sugar.
No,
in terms
yeah,
of,
I feel good.
You're feeling good. We know you're going to be at the On Deck series with Wilson Contreras and our guy Lawrence Holmes coming up on June 25th. I know you've been a part of one of that together, but our guy Lawrence Holmes does the midday show. What's something that he should know about Wilson Contreras that he can ask him when you guys are in front of that crowd at a luncheon?
About Willie?
Yeah.
Oh, man. I mean, Willie's an open book, man. He's what you see is what you get. I don't know. There's not really much juicy things I could give you guys, man. He's a competitor. He's a fighter. I mean, one of my best friends on this team. He's awesome. So I got nothing.
Well, it'll be
nothing juicy.
No, well, that's okay. Hopefully they get some good stories out of the two of you together. Again, you can get tickets at 670thescore.com/ondeck. And we always appreciate the time, man. Good luck today getting the split against the White Sox.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thanks, Albert.
That's Albert Almora with us on the McNeil and Parkins Show. That is June 25th, Wilson Contreras, Albert Almora Jr., right here at Budweiser Brickhouse Tavern for the first luncheon of the Cubs On Deck series. Tickets on sale this week, 670thescore.com/ondeck, presented by TimberTech and Xfinity.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.